Hi and welcome to the Nespresso Beach. I am with Amanda Nell Yu, whose first feature film, Tiger Stripes, is selected in the Semaine de la Critique here in Cannes. So first off, congratulations. This is an accomplishment.
Thank you.
This is a very bold film. You chose to tell the story of a 12-year-old girl in Malaysia who hits puberty. And you turned that into a monster story, no less. That was already your choice on your first short film. So why do you choose that angle and that genre to talk about that transformative age?
I mean, first of all, I love genre. I love, horror genre was my introduction to cinema. Actually, it was my first love in cinema. But as well as that, in Malaysia, we have so many monsters that are female. Mm. And they're always very, very feared. Like, even when I was young, we would scare children about this beautiful woman who looks so gorgeous, but when she's near you, she's going to eat you. And I realized that, like, as I got older, as an adult woman, I was like, I can relate to this monster.
Yes.
Like, I think I feel more like her, where I don't fit in, or maybe I'm too loud or too bold or too crazy and people don't like that. And so I'm like, you know what? These women are my heroes. They
yes.
are icons. So yeah, so that's really how I kind of have fun with the genre as well.
So you wanted to fight the body negativity.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, throughout the film, we can see that the fans' environment is really violent towards her. She is craving that freedom in her body, but her whole environment is against it. It's a shock to her parents, her friends, her teachers, and society around her seems very formative. Is this a subject that is evolving in Malaysia and Southeast Asia? Was this something you were confronted to yourself?
I mean, I think that like a lot of women have to confront it all over the world.
Yes.
Where we are kind of expected to be in this box and this category, and if you break out of it, you are labeled as hysterical or emotional or all these words. And so, of course it's set in Malaysia and very much like rooted in the experiences that even the young girls in the cast have had, but I think it's incredibly universal, like all over the world, for everyone to relate to. Yeah.
So what struck me, as a matter of fact, is that while Zafan is going through a real transformative experience, all the other girls around her in her school are hit by collective hysteria. So was that a way for you to say that maybe if you fight your own body, you just go crazy? Is that something
I think for me, because we do have a lot of instances of mass hysteria in schools, especially amongst young girls in Malaysia. And, people, I don't think anyone has an answer to why this happens. And this was something I wanted to explore, is like, what is creating this? Is it the pressure that they all have? Is it the pressure that society puts on them? And they need to just unleash this emotion that is almost unexplainable. And so this was something that I kind of wanted to use in this film of, these girls, they are just so pressured to perform a certain way or to be
yes.
perfect. And how do they unleash this wildness
yes.
that they all have? Yeah,
I guess it shows the pressure of society.
Yeah.
Yes. So then comes the character of this this priest, the male priest. He was very interesting. He seems to represent both the male savior of women, of course, and also the strong presence of religion and tradition in Malaysia. Is that something you wanted to report, maybe point a finger at, or just show in a neutral point of view?
I think for me, this character, this doctor character, of course he represents this very patriarchal structure and power that we are all trying to fight, well, at least I'm trying to fight against. But in terms of how his character is, it's his abuse of power. It's how he uses people's beliefs and and kind of abuses it and twists it and then turns it into Instagram likes and turns it into selling his products. And so for me, it's not a comment on religion. I respect like all sorts of religions, but it's when people abuse that. And we have that everywhere, not just in Malaysia, we have that everywhere in the world. You know, when we see all these people in power abusing everyone's beliefs for their own gain. And that's really the darker side to him. But of course, he's a comedic character. Yes. And, you know, to have fun with it as well and not be so serious.
Yes, it was nice to like slowly and slightly point
yeah,
the
like
finger.
Yeah, like slightly sinister, but yes. Also like, let's have fun. So yeah, for me, it's very important that it's about someone who abuses it. It's not to talk about religion at all, yeah. Okay.
And the young actress who plays Safan really perfectly conveys the rage and the crave for freedom of the character. So how did you find her? Was it a wild casting? Or?
Yeah, so I mean, we did our casting process during the lockdown. So initially we wanted to do open casting, go to schools, but instead we couldn't do that. So what we did was we went on Instagram and TikTok and we posted adverts. You know, they have those paid adverts. So we had casting calls for girls to reply to us. And so for Zafreen, who plays Zafan, she was actually the first girl we auditioned, and then we met over 200 girls. But from day one, when I first met her, like, I already told my producer, like, there's something about this girl, and she was like, can you wait and like meet everyone else first? And then of course, like, getting to know her, we went through workshops, a lot of acting workshops, and I could see, you know, this maturity, this fire inside her, but also very playful, very cheeky, like super, super naughty. And I thought that was such a perfect kind of play with this girl who wants to be free and wants to fight for herself. Yeah.
And you can see, well, you say that you found her through TikTok and the very first scene, she's dancing on
They're
TikTok
all so good at it. Yeah.
Yes, it was perfect. I guess that there really is a really strong presence of TikTok and all those social medias in Malaysia. Does that affect girls, I guess?
I mean, the social media presence in many, many parts, everywhere in the world.
The contrast between this and the tradition is so overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, TikTok in general, TikTok, social media, everything, it's very much, for me, how the girls see themselves today. You know, like how young kids see themselves. They see themselves grow up on screen, on this vertical screen. And I wanted to explore that. I wanted to kind of show that because that is a reality. So all the footage was taken by the girls. It's from their point of view and how they frame everything is also by them. Yeah.
Yes, it really changes your own image of yourself.
Yeah.
So why the tiger? Because she is turning slowly into a tiger. I mean, it's in the title. Why this animal?
I mean, the tiger in Malaysia is you know, very, very respected, you know, in our country, in our culture. And the tiger is majestic. The tiger is beautiful, but also really ferocious. And we fear the tiger. It's dangerous. So, you know, at the same time, we respect this animal, yet it's also becoming extinct and we're killing the tigers. So I found that, like, to be a really kind of perfect animal or spirit to represent this young girl who is ferocious and beautiful and people don't allow her to exist and she's fighting for it. So yeah, I think it's a great match for this character.
And she's becoming rare and precious.
Yes, rare and precious and standing proud. Yeah.
Yes. So this is your very first feature film. You shot two short films before that.
Yes.
And for your first feature film, you landed an official selection here in the Semaine de la Critique.
Yes.
What does that represent to you?
I mean, I'm so honored to, you know, be part of Semaine de la Critique this year. I think it's the perfect launch pad for the film as well, with all the energy and everything. So I don't know, like, amazing, I guess, and it's really cool. I'm really happy that, you know, we are part of this. Yeah.
Yes. Well, really, congratulations again on
this
beautiful movie, Tiger Stripes, and thank you so much for taking the time to meet us.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.